1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon. You're very welcome to Liveline. Anne, hi, how are you?
Hi, Philip, how are you?
You've written to Minister Leo Varadkar. No, sorry, the other one.
Alex White,
yes.
That's right, yeah.
What have you said to him?
Did you not read the letter, Philip?
I did, but I want you to tell everybody.
Well, basically, I'm just making a case for the abolition of the Angelus on RT radio and television.
And what case do you make?
I guess the main point I think I'm making is the preferential treatment of one religion over another.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a look at the website, and I looked at the cost of advertising for peak time, and I realised that the average taxpayer is footing the bill for promoting the Catholic religion.
So you're treating the Angelus as if it was an advertisement for the Catholic Church that should be bought and paid for by them?
Well, not necessarily bought and paid for. I suppose that would depend on the broadcasting policy as to whether it could be bought and paid for. I don't know about that. But it's more to do with the fact that it's promoting one religion over another and perhaps alienating people of other religions.
When you hear the Angelus on radio or see it on television, does it offend you? Does it irritate you? Or what's your attitude towards it?
I think it probably irritates me a little bit because I don't particularly like the sound. I don't have a problem about kind of a reminder that, you know, I suppose a reminder of a world that's a bit above and beyond all of us. But it's more the fact that it's giving preferential treatment to one religion is the difficulty for me.
Some would see it, though, that this is a service for religious people who want it. Okay, a service primarily for those of the Roman Catholic faith. And if you take it away from them, you're denying them that service. When all you have to do to avoid being offended is just switch to another channel.
Well, I can't really see how 18 bells is a service to anybody.
Well, now...
You know, it's
that's not an argument, because I mean we know perfectly well what the Angelus is and who those who get something out of it, what they get out of it, and why they get something out of it. I mean, 18 bells is just how it's signified.
But I'm sure that service could be provided in different ways by the various religious groups. You know, I'm not sure whether it's the job of the state to provide the service or not, and well, I don't think it is.
Okay,
I guess that's my beef, really, that whether it's a job of the state to provide it and pay for it.
Okay, but one could make exactly the same argument, couldn't you, about sports broadcasting on RTE? Sports broadcasting. There are plenty of people who are completely uninterested in sports and would rather see all the time that's given over to it devoted to drama or to soap operas or to whatever else. Why not
There's kind of an equality in the sense that all sports are catered for, and I can see the purpose of that, because sport is a recreational activity that's good for society as a whole, you know.
The supporters of women's soccer and camogie would beg to differ.
Yeah, they probably would, but I guess when I wrote this letter, I wasn't going into all of the other areas. I was just focusing on on the Angelus as such, and because it's played at prime time, peak time, where advertising costs are more expensive.
Maureen, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
You'd like to hold on to the Angelus?
I would, yeah. Well, I think it's good for... Well, I'm bringing up my child, and she's 9, and I think it would be good for her, you know, to hear the Angelus and to say a prayer, you know, and that's the reason... You know, I believe in God, you know, and the church's teachings, and I want to pass on my religion to her, you know, and it has helped me a lot in my life.
Do you see Anne's point, though, and what kind of a lesson is it to be teaching your daughter that we would favour one faith above all other faiths? Is that right?
Well, It is supposed to be, according to the statistics, isn't it, that most people are Catholics in Ireland? I mean, they're put down as Catholics anyway, you know, on
yeah,
their
well,
forms.
There is a difference there. I mean, what 90% of people put on down the census form doesn't necessarily mean that they want to hear the Angelus twice a day.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is to do with their religion anyway. They can't be objecting too much if they wrote down they're Catholics, you know.
Are you a Catholic, Anne? Were you baptised a Catholic? Would you put down Catholic on the census?
I was baptised a Catholic, but no, I don't practice any religion. I'd probably describe myself as an agnostic / atheist, you know. But that's kind of, you know, beside the point in a way, because I think I can understand where that woman, that caller, is coming from. It's traditional, and she wants to pass it on to her children, etc. But I think that we have now become a multicultural society, and we need to start recognising that. We need to remember the difficulties in Northern Ireland, where people, Catholics, Protestants, went to separate schools, and the problem that caused ultimately. Mm.
The difficulty here with that is, though, that you either have to favour all equally or favour nobody at all, and it's not practical. There is absolutely no way in which every single faith can be catered to by the national broadcaster, unless you come up with a formula.
Well, you know, I think where there's a will, there's a way. I mean, if we want to go down the road of bringing religion into broadcasting, we can invite other religions to.
Okay, so then is your argument that religion should be kept out of broadcasting altogether? And by doing that, are you not denying the religious a public service?
I think it would be probably preferable if it was left out, if the state remained neutral in terms of religion, whether it's in schools, hospitals, any other institution organised by the state. I think it would be preferable if the state remained neutral, because it is so complex. But I think perhaps we could make provision for, in schools, for example, we could make provision for making classrooms available to various denominations mm-hmm. after hours. I think I probably pointed out that point in my letter.
You did. But are there not other more meaningful ways in which we could actually cater for the religious, or that the state should break the link between one faith and all faiths? You know, I'm thinking of things like bank holidays. Why do we continue, does the state continue to have bank holidays around religious festivals? Move them to another point in the year.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bigger issue. And I guess I'm not going to resolve that today, Philip, you know. I haven't given that any thought, and it is a fair point. I'm just making the case that on RTE, peak time broadcasting costs money, and we are making available 3 minutes per day between radio and television to promote a particular religion.
Maureen, do you think it is promoting Catholicism, or does it offer you a pause for reflection? I mean, the intention now, RTE's policy in this is, particularly on radio, that it is just a moment for one and all to stop and reflect and take a breather.
That's probably no harm, sure. You know, to stop and take a breather. Well, you know, it's an opportunity to say a prayer if you want, you know, and there's no obligation, you know.
Hmm.
But I think it's nice, like, to be reminded that, you know, that there's a God, you know, there's something religious about it, you know, that. Seen as people, most people are Christians, I'd say, in this country, you know.
How keenly would you miss it? Would you be sad to see it go, Maureen?
Would it
irritate you in the same way that Anne is irritated by its presence? Would it annoy you its absence at 6 o'clock on the radio and the TV? Or would you get used to it?
Well, I'd probably forget to say the Angelus more, you know. Which would be a pity, like, you know, but I suppose you'd get used to anything, but it would certainly be a pity to see it go, you know. But, I mean, obviously you'd get used to it, you know. But I'd be disappointed, all right, now, I would, you know. Because I've been listening to it like all my life, you know.
And it does seem that there's, I mean, a few calls and texts coming in here that, and Maureen, please don't take this in reference to you, but that there are a lot of older people who would be quite seriously put out by this, by your suggestion, your move.
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually in my late 60s myself, so I can understand where you try to break a tradition and where people have a, you know, genuine belief in their religion and they're accustomed to hearing the Angelus. But I think if we want to continue and have a reminder that we, you know, a kind of call for thought or prayer, we could do it in a more neutral way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to have those 18 bells to do that. We can do it in a more creative way, in a more inclusive way.
RTÉ on television have neutralised the imagery now so that it's virtually got no symbols of Christianity or whatever. It's all, some would say, quite anodyne.
Well, I mean, that's a move in the right direction, I guess, you know. And I mean, I don't necessarily feel that having no reminders and no religion is perfect either, because, you know, everybody has some kind of need, I guess, mm-hmm. to transcend their existence, and that's fine. But as I said earlier, the difficulty I have is a preferential treatment for one particular religion in a multicultural society.
Do you not think that there are other more serious expressions of that, though, like, you know, oaths to God that have to be sworn by presidents taking office, by judges taking office, prayers in the Dáil, oaths taken by witnesses in court? Are there not more meaningful areas in which you could try and break this link between church and state or promotion of a particular faith?
Yeah, I suppose in a way there are, but I actually mentioned about schools and schools policy in my letter as well, and I guess one of the things that provoked my letter was the fact that he's trying to get his son into a local school. And because he's not Catholic, he's unable to enter because of the enrolment policy. He is faced now with his son starting school in September, having to drive a 90-mile journey every day to send his son to school because of the religious ethos in the school, in the local schools.
Because he didn't get
so it's size. You know, it's not just the Angelus on TV. It's a myriad of other issues. Like, for example, if you go into a state-run hospital, you have a priest there. You won't have any other religious denomination there looking out for the welfare of the patients.
All right, folks, let's get everybody else in on this. Anne, thank you very much. Anne Maureen, is it wrong for a modern progressive society to be promoting one faith over all others, or by abolishing something like the Angelus, are you dictating what it is that people watch? 51551 is our text number. Robert, you think it's time to get rid of the Angelus?
I do indeed, Philip, yes. I think that we need to really embrace the idea of secularism. I think it's an idea that's true of all modern republics, and I think, unfortunately, we don't really live in a modern republic in Ireland. So I think it's about time we embraced the idea of secularism, got rid of the Angelus, and incorporated secularism into the rest of our systems and government policies, as you were saying earlier, around the way the president has to make an oath and say he mm-hmm. believes in God. When
why is secularism any more valid, though, than Catholicism or any other set of beliefs?
Well, the reason secularism is so important, Philip, is because when you're ruling a state, if, for example, it's the best of maybe a ton of bad options. So if we want to rule a state, we need to give freedom to everybody who is part of that state. And in Ireland at the moment, we have people of tons of religions, probably hundreds of religions, living in Ireland. And we need to protect their beliefs and give them freedom to practice their beliefs. And that is what secularism is about. Secularism is not about saying we don't agree with religion and we don't want religion. It's actually the opposite. It's about giving freedom of religion. And again, it ties in with the idea of a republic. A republic is about having freedom. And that is why secularism is so important in a republic. And if we, as Irish citizens and as even policymakers and people in government and people in the media, believe in the idea of a modern republic, then we have to embrace secularism. can't achieve a modern republic without secularism.
Are there not much more meaningful examples of religious sponsorship and where that break needs to be made between church and state, particularly as Anne instance earlier on in our schools? Should that not be at the top of the list of priorities and the Angelas quite considerably further down?
I think that in terms of priorities, what the real priority should be is what we're trying to achieve. And I think what we should be trying to achieve is a modern, free, secular republic. And of course, there are, in terms of achieving that and working on a list of, okay, how do we implement that, maybe the Angelus would be a little bit further down the line. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, the media plays a crucial role in dictating the ideology and how people think in the republic. And actually, I would say that media and religion in media should actually be quite high up on the list, because that dictates how people feel and how people think and how people interact.
Okay, but then should I not also be free in this secular state to watch religious programs on television if I want to? And if the Angelus is gone, I've been denied that right.
But Philip, what about all of the other religions whose rights are now being denied because of the Angelus?
It's hard to come up with an argument against that one, because practically we know that there is no way that you can give expression to each and every single
exactly
faith.
And that is exactly, and that is why secularism is so important. You have to agree that it is near impossible to embrace all religions. So what you do is you give, what you said is you have no state, especially in the state media, you have no endorsement of one specific religion.
But Robert, what about all of the people who you will distress by doing this? All of the people, and there are, because believe you me, on the few occasions when presenting Drive Time that I have introduced the Angelus by just saying it's 6 o'clock and not referred to it as the Angelus, they're really distressed because they actually think that the Angelus has been dropped and it means an awful lot to them. They draw a degree of spiritual succour from it that you might not be able to understand, but is very real to them. Why distress them?
Yeah, I do fully understand it. And actually, when the Angelus comes on, there is often times when I would pause and reflect. Now, I'm an atheist and I don't believe in God, but I would still use that time to pause and reflect. However, and this is really important, however, there was a time when there were other symbols and other things going on in the media. There was other kind of buy-ins and other religious programs, and people would have said at the same time that they would have been distressed to lose them. Now, I think it's time that we need to move on and that we need to embrace the idea of secularism, because it is so much more valuable and it has so much more to offer than the current status quo, and we need to accept that and move on and get rid of it.
Let me bring in AJ. What's your view, AJ?
How you doing, Philip? I think the Angelus should go. It's as a licensed payer and as a taxpayer, I do believe what Robert has said is very eloquent, the way he's put it, which is, we need to have a secular state. Nobody's asking anybody to drop their religion just because we're not showing the Angelus at 6 o'clock. It's just, not really representative of a modern Ireland where there are many religions. It's a bit unfair to say, you can have the Angelus, but you can't have the call to prayer, for example. Why doesn't RTE have the call for prayer? Well, I'm a humanist like Robert, and I'd maybe like a humanist message as well. So you can't actually police that, and it's impossible for RTE to cater for everybody. So, they can treat the Angelus like an advertisement, in which case, the Catholic Church pays for it. No problem there. It's an advertisement. That's fine. Mm-hmm. And it can continue at its time slot.
It's a rock and a hard place one, though, isn't it? Because, like you say, if you have the call to prayer, that's 5 times a day, and the Angelus twice a day, and by the time we have put in everything else for all of the other faiths, from Presbyterians to Baha'is, it's going to require a dedicated RTE religious channel just to do that.
But at the same time,
if you don't do that, and you're rigidly absent of any kind of religious expression, you're denying the faithful their rights, aren't you?
Nobody's denying their rights. With the advent of Serviu, there's plenty of religious-only channels. that are yeah. available for server viewers. I live in Poland, which is a very religious Catholic country. No Angelus on the TV, no Angelus on the radio. And if you want to go to a school, schools are secular, and if you want a child's religious education, you go to the Sunday school, which is actually at night time at 7 o'clock, and you get religious education there. It still hasn't affected anybody's faith
okay.
here.
Much of which, and this is an interesting example or way to broaden the argument, much of what is going on in Poland is probably down to the fact that a large part of the cultural heritage is a hangover from communist times. Here, for better or for worse, we are culturally Catholic in this country, and that is an awful lot of people's tradition. Should we throw the baby out with the bathwater?
I don't think we're throwing any babies out at all. All we're saying is that, look, if your faith is strong enough, you don't need the Angelus there to remind you of your faith. If that faith is everywhere, like I'm a humanistic. I believe that Robert, the good guy, you're a good guy, Philip. Nobody's telling me or doing anything that. Sorry, my wife is screaming something at me in Polish.
Well, while you find out what your wife wants you to communicate, let me bring in Sean. Sean, you would be very distressed to see it go.
Yes, I'd be more than very distressed. I would be livid. If this is getting to a ridiculous stage where you have people on speaking like that about the Angelus. It's just...
What's ridiculous about it now?
We're Irish. We're in Ireland. We were a Catholic country. You know, this is who we are. We're a tiny country. We have 4 million people. And we're soon going to lose everything Irish. We're soon going to lose it the way people are carrying on.
Hang on, what's nationality got to do with religion?
I'm talking about our country.
Yeah, and I am an Irish person with an Irish passport. It's not an expression of
my
religion.
Who am I speaking to?
Sorry, you're talking to Philip at the moment.
Philip, yeah. Philip, we're an Irish country. It's the only chance we have. It's the only reminder we have of saying our Angelus prayer. What's wrong with it? What's wrong with having it on RTE? Is there something wrong with having a signal to tell us to pray?
I think, if I may come in, Philip, I think that the buy-in of religion with Irishness is definitely something that's true, in that saying you're Irish at a time it meant that you were Catholic. And it may be true to say that it's still true for a majority of Irish people. However, I think that it's in no way true to say that getting rid of the Angelus or promoting secularism would in some way negate Irishness or would in some way be negative or a bad thing to what it means to be Irish. I mean, I just don't think that's true. And I think that what we actually need to celebrate are the real strengths of being Irish and the real positive things about being Irish. And that's our love of community, our love of society, our love of getting involved, volunteering. You know, there are many, many great things about about being Irish. And we need to pick the things and celebrate the things that will be true for other communities coming into Ireland. It's going to happen non-stop. There are going to be people coming into Ireland. It's only going to grow. And if we say, no, we're going to keep things as they are, we're going to keep the status quo, we're going to have terrible problems with integration, we're going to have terrible problems with new communities coming into Ireland. And it's
Sean,
true. It's happened in other countries.
Sean, come back in there.
Yeah, if I may say so. You know, it seems to be that other gentleman's priority for people coming into our country. That seems to be his priority. It's not my priority. You know, my priority is we the people here in Ireland, the Irish people, we have a few little things left. And the Angelus is certainly one of them, as far as I'm concerned. I mean...
Angelus isn't Irish, it's Catholic. It's not Irish.
Listen, we're an Irish Catholic country.
I'm an Irish person.
We're an Irish Catholic
country. I'd rather see that 1 minute spent with advertisement of showing how great we are as a country, maybe, perhaps.
No, we are a great country. We don't have to advertise it. We are a great country, and we have.
So why do we have to advertise, using your same logic, why do we have to advertise religion at 1 o'clock?
We're not advertising religion. It's a signal to pray. The Angelus is bloody 18 bells. That's all we have left.
I suppose it depends on your perspective. I would see it as being an advertisement. advertisement for a religion.
Sean, you might
see it that way, but I don't. And okay, I'm speaking in a rural part of West Limerick, and I know the people,
Sean,
and I know what they want. You might know what they want down here in general in rural areas in this country. We still cling on to Irishness.
I grew up in a rural area, and guys, you're both
talking over each other, and nobody can hear what you're saying. Sean, is Robert, as an atheist, then somebody who doesn't believe in any God or in Roman Catholicism, less Irish than you?
No, I didn't say that, but I don't know about atheism, and I don't want to know. I believe in God, and the majority of the people in Ireland believe in God, and they believe in the Angelus. Right, and you have people up on their soapboxes, atheists or whoever, you know, preaching atheism to us. I don't want to know
about
this.
This is what you're doing, Sean.
Pardon?
This is what you're doing.
No, I'm not.
You're up on your soapbox preaching about Catholicism. It's nothing
to
do with
that. No, I'm not.
You're free to practice your religion, but I, as a taxpayer, don't feel it's necessary to see the Angelus.
Is it doing
TV
you any harm?
It annoys me every single day that my money is going to pay for the Catholic Church.
And what about my money, that my tax-paying money that goes to it? Have I not a right to say, yes,
so
I want
it? Isn't a more logical, calm solution to have a secular broadcaster? And then if you want to have religious TV, well, you've got EWTVN
Why don't we get rid of Ireland altogether? The way you were talking about circular.
This is nothing to do about Ireland or Irishness. This is purely religion.
Of course it is.
I fail to see your point, Sean.
Of course it is something to do with Ireland, the Angelus. Of course it is.
Using the same logic, we could say Guinness is something to do with Ireland.
Yes, it is.
I don't think anybody would disagree that alcohol in excess is bad for you.
Oh, come on.
Does that impact on us being Irish?
The question came up there of what my priority was, and that my priority was atheism. But my priority is Ireland, and my priority is the future of Ireland. And the way things are going, Sean, and I think it's true, I might be a bit younger than yourself.
I think
the way things are going, we have to accept the fact that new communities are coming into Ireland. Young people in Ireland have different perspectives. The influence and the amount of people who identify with Catholicism is decreasing. And it's been true in other countries, in Europe and in the Middle East, we see it now. This secular model really is the only model to go with. We have to embrace the model of secularism. And that's the real key here for the future of the country and for the future of how we are successful, how we are a global player, I'm not talking about just new communities or atheism. I'm talking about the future of Ireland. And secularism is good for everybody because it gives everybody the freedom to practice their religion. But the Angelus as it stands now doesn't embrace that idea of secularism. You think the Angelus is doing harm, do you? I think the Angelus has no place in the modern secular Ireland.
You want to get around this country and have a talk with people. I really do believe that. You're out of touch, kid.
Sean, can I ask you to put the shoe on the other foot for one second? And let's just imagine that you or a member of your family was forced to emigrate or chose to emigrate.
Well,
let's just imagine that you went to an Islamic part of the world and and you were paying your taxes there and you were making your contribution to society, but you had to listen to the call to prayer 5 times a day.
Yes.
What would you feel about it then? Would you be in favour?
If I didn't like it, I'd come home. And that's the short answer to you. And that's what's happening here. We're, you know, dipping and bowing to every other religion until we'll be beaten into pulp and we'll have nothing left.
Why are you using that kind of language? I mean, nobody's beaten anybody to a pulp here.
I can't believe there are people on our national airwaves talking about getting rid of the Angelus. If you could see me pacing up and down the kitchen here, the one thing left that we have to cling to, for God's sake, guys.
I don't have to cling on to that. It's not the one thing
I'm not asking you to cling on to it. Turn it off when it's on. go into another room. Maybe,
why should I be on in the first instance, Sean? That's all we're having a discussion about. Yet you're trying making it into a much bigger scenario.
It's a good point that he makes though, AJ, because ultimately the difference here between broadcast media for television stations, radio stations, and things where you don't have a choice, like the schooling system, like the education system, is that there is any number of different alternatives for you to switch over to. If you don't like listening to the Angelus, I'm going to get in trouble with the bosses for saying this, switch over to News Talk. Go to one of the music stations.
Yeah. What's the big deal?
Why is that?
The difference is that RTE is being funded by the citizens of the Republic.
Guys, one voice at a time. AJ, go back to the start there. We missed your point. Everybody was talking together.
Sorry, Philip. I was just saying, look, yeah, we could switch to News Talk and various other channels, but, you know, they're private enterprises. As a state broadcaster, or taxpayers' money or license fee is going towards the promotion of one religion over another, which isn't fair to other relations or other religions. Second of all, to use your example of schooling there, but if a Muslim family happened to find themselves in Ireland and they have to go to a Catholic school because, let's face it, the Catholic Church has a monopoly on the majority of schools within Ireland, it's yet another example of the symbolism that they see on a daily basis that, yeah, we're in another country that's not really accommodating of all religious views.
Sean, the state broadcaster is obliged to be an expression of what it is to be Irish, and what it is to be Irish is so varied and has such any number of different interpretations that unfortunately something like the Angelus just ends up being a casualty. There's no place for it any longer.
Please don't say that to me. Please don't say that. That doesn't make sense. I mean, there are 1,000 other things that can be chopped. You know, for God's sake, it's doing no harm to anybody. There's no one offended except people get up on their soapboxes, like I said earlier on, and, you know, that have talking about their tax money going on the Angelus.
Okay, let me bring in Jane.
It's been there since RTE started broadcasting.
It was introduced in the 1950s, around the time of the Eucharistic Congress, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's not offensive, for God's sake. It's a huge help to a huge majority of Irish people. It's a huge help. I know that.
Jane, let me.
I'm a singer. I play 5 and 6 nights a week. I talk to people. I talk to Irish people, and I know where their heart is, and I know how they tick. You know, they have to have something left on RTE.
Okay, we've opened up a conversation here that an awful lot of people are interested in getting in on. I want to bring those voices in, but first I have to take a break.
Okay.
1850-715-815. 1850-715-815.
Hello, Jane. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
What's your view on the Angelus?
My name is Jane Donnelly, and I'm actually from Atheist Ireland. And the Angelus is a call to prayer for Catholics. It is not a religious program as such. It is a call to prayer, and it is not a moment of reflection. And the state broadcaster has a duty of neutrality, and I don't think that they are fulfilling that duty of neutrality. Under the Irish Constitution, the state is obliged not to endow any religion. Also, the state is obliged to not discriminate between religions. So when you have the state broadcaster giving a minute or whatever it takes, just before, at prime time, just before the 6-1 news, it is endowing religion. It is giving advertisement, free advertisement, to the main religion in the country.
You can hear how much it means to people like Sean. You can hear quite plainly in his voice the distress that it would cause if you were to get rid of it. Why do that to somebody?
Well, you don't have to get rid of it. What you have, all he needs to do, he can get an application for his phone. Why can't you do that? It's a personal belief. In the Angelus, it's a call to prayer for Catholics. we are not a Catholic country, we are a pluralist country. And the majority in the country happen to be Catholics. So do you not see it? That it is endowing religion, forbidden
Sean,
by the Constitution, when you're giving free advertisement to the main religion.
Sean, you could listen to the Angelus in your car, in your home, wherever you are, on your phone. Why do you need to have it forced on everybody else?
I'm not having it forced on anybody at all. As I said, they can turn it off, go into another room, change channel. I listen to it. I do listen to it on the car because I travel a lot. It's like putting it on my phone. Did she just say that? Getting an
application
for the Angelus to put on my phone. Are you joking me?
No.
Please say
serious.
You are. Please
why,
say you're a comedian.
Why do you feel
please say you're a comedian.
That the state and the state broadcaster should give you a call to prayer for your religion in a pluralist country?
Is it offensive to anybody?
I tell you what the problem is.
Is it offensive?
It offends me. Because I tell you why. Because I'm one of these people in Ireland that do not have the right to freedom of conscience. Ireland was up before the UN last week, and it was the rights of secular parents and religious and minorities in Irish schools and religious oaths that the UN Human Rights Committee were concerned
about. But
that's
two very different things. The education system and the broadcast system are
very different things.
They are, Jane, because RTE doesn't run the schools and the schools don't run RTE.
Yeah, but you're given the people that are doing the discrimination, the main religious body in the country, free advertisement. So can you imagine what it's like for parents who have been refused into their local Catholic school because they can't produce a Catholic baptism certificate, or for any parent that child has been forced into religion class? Can you imagine what it's like for them when they turn on the radio and hear the Angelus? Do you not think that affects them after the discrimination and the hurt that they feel? Their human rights undermined.
Sean, can you again put the shoe on the other foot and imagine yourself in the position that Jane talks about?
Jane, are you talking about schools or are you talking about the Angelus?
Both.
Well, we're talking about
like
the Angelus.
Yes, it is, but it's like the background noise. It's like a background noise all the time.
I went to vote
the last time, and there was a Bible on the table. If you're asked to for the president or a judge or anything, you have to take a religious oath in this country. That is a breach of the right to freedom of conscience, or freedom of religion, as you like to call it.
And freedom of religion is the basis for any democratic society.
That's what it is. So I believe we are a republic, a democratic society, a pluralist people. Those things do not belong in this country.
So if you go to court and the judge says, will you put your hand on the Bible, you would object to that, is it?
Of course, and I object to the judge asking me to that.
You'll object to that?
Because that's a breach of my rights. You do not have to publicly state what religion you are, because that is belong to the right to freedom of conscience.
The courts have found a way around this, though. I'm wondering, is there not a similar way around it here? Because all you have to do now in court is, if you are not Christian, if you do not want to swear on the Bible, you just have to affirm that you are going
to tell the truth. You have to object to taking the oath. You have to publicly state that you are not a Christian.
No, that's not true. That's not true. All you have to do is say, my preference is... I've been in court, I've witnessed this, so maybe that judge wasn't observing.
But it's written into the Act. If you look at the Act, you have to say, my preference is, because I'm not a Catholic or a Christian, to take the affirmation. But you don't, that is a key point, because under human rights law, you do not have to publicly profess what religion you are. And the Law Reform Commission have already submitted, I think it was in the early 90s or something like that, a report to remove all religious oaths from courts.
Mm-hmm.
all of them.
If your concern, Jane, is to create a secular Ireland and a secular republic, are there not other manifestations of religion that are far more important to you than something as, well, frankly, seemingly inoffensive to most people as the Angelus?
Right, very well saying that, but if you're put in the position, if you're in the position that you're discriminated because you don't have a religion, you hear the Angelus on the TV or the radio or whatever, and it becomes very upsetting for you and annoying for you. Now, I don't go around the place all the time arguing about the Angelus. It just has come up on the radio. Last week, I was in Geneva arguing for the rights of atheists and secular parents and religious minorities in Ireland who have no choice but to go to Catholic schools where they cannot opt out of the religious integrated curriculum. That's what I was doing. I was arguing about religious oaths. I actually wasn't arguing about the Angelus, but that's what I was doing last week. I was in Geneva.
So the Angelus is low down your list. The Angelus is low down your list of lower down your list of priorities. Anyway, just let me, before he has to go, let me bring AJ back in one more time there. What did you want to say, AJ?
Hey, Philip. So I was just mulling over what Sean said and about clinging on to Irish. And I think maybe a more apt way of spending that minute is possibly giving 1 minute dedicated to the Irish language every day above the news, which I think kind of meets Sean's criteria of enforcing or not enforcing or reinforcing the Irishness within.
Is that
within
not just
country.
As discriminatory towards other cultures as expressions of religious belief?
I don't think so, because a language is part of an identity of people. It's not exactly, how would I say, it's all encompassing.
But you're undermining your own argument here, because you know you should be able to be Irish and have Swahili as your first language and English as a second language. There should be no requirement to speak Irish to be Irish.
Even better idea then, Philip, we can have a minute every day for any language in the world and recycle it 365 times a year.
Tower of Babel, that sounds like AJ. let me bring in Helen here, who's calling from San Francisco. Good afternoon, Helen.
Hello, Philip. Good morning. It's 6:38 a.m. here in Redwood City, just south of San Francisco. So, you know, I think whenever I hear the Angelus, I just think it's lovely. And I would be very sorry to see it go.
Are you listening to RTE, obviously, online? Do you have it on?
Online.
You have it on in the household,
yeah,
eh?
No. I tune in the morning and the afternoon. So some shows.
Okay. And are you Catholic?
No, I'm Buddhist.
You're a practicing
Buddhist,
are you? Really? Okay.
Yes. So the bells, you know, we begin and end meditation sessions with bells. I mean, bells are well, I'm not going to say universal because I don't know about all the religions in the world, but bells are very, very common, you know, throughout the world.
Have you any sympathy for the arguments that Jane is advancing, that it is it amounts to, in her view, the promotion of one religion over all others?
No, I wouldn't agree with that at all. No, I think RTE has done a great job of making it secular, and you know, I think it's very appropriate. No, I mean, I don't see it every day, but the last time I saw it online, you know, it showed people just taking a moment out to reflect, and that's the way I interpret it, and I think a lot of people interpret it that way. It is a moment to reflect, and we do need that. People do need you know, some reminder to get in touch with whatever is meaningful for them. So.
Okay, coincidentally, yeah. Another call coming in from North America. Brendan, good morning to you as well. How are you?
Good, Philip. How are you?
So, are you for or against the retention of the Angelus?
No, we've got to keep the Angelus. It's part and parcel of you know, what we grew up with. And I listen to it every single day. on via the internet, and I'm not offended by it. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, you can still have a secular society and still have the Angelus. Like one of your callers said, you can turn it off. Just turn it off if you don't want to listen to it. I mean, before I moved to the States, I was in England, and my daughter went to the local public school, and every single morning, she stood alongside Jews, Hindus, Sikhs, and they recited Christian prayer. And it was a Church of England school, because it was... So, while in Rome, I had to do it, and I was not offended by that whatsoever. And likewise here in the United States, you can go... You're not happy, just go to your own Catholic school. Or if you don't want to go to a Catholic, go to public school. There's no religion.
Can I come in there?
Jane, yes.
Yes, please.
Cool.
Last week, the UN asked the state what it was going to do to remove religious discrimination in access to education. It asked the state what it was going to do to permit children to opt out of not only religious instruction classes, but the religion that is integrated into the state curriculum. Parents in Ireland do not have a choice what school. Most of the schools are religious schools, and they are discriminated in access and in the schools. So it is a completely different system than the one that is in North America. We have a unique system here. We have religious schools. We do not have a parallel system of non-denominational schools. So for somebody to say to me that it's okay, the Angelus is a call to prayer for everyone and it's secular, that doesn't really make sense, because it looks like the Angelus. It is the Angelus, and it sounds like the Angelus. You cannot say to me that it is a moment of reflection, because I live in a country that discriminates against atheists, secularists, and religious minorities. And then every day you put on...
Jane, discrimination would be a requirement by the state that the Angelus be broadcast on each and every single media platform at 12 and at 6 o'clock. That doesn't happen.
But you're the state broadcaster. You get state funding. That's the issue. And the issue is, as well, that under the Constitution, the state is obliged not to discriminate between religions. So you are, as a state broadcaster, not you in particular now, you are, as a state broadcaster, broadcasting a call to prayer for Catholics. You give them a minute, free advertisement, every day in a country that discriminates against and minorities.
You've made that point. Sean, come on back in there.
It's getting to a ridiculous stage, this conversation, I think. You know, it's back to, that lady is a professional. That's what she does.
I'm an ordinary person.
I
don't get paid for doing this.
You're a professional.
I tell you why I do this, because I suffered discrimination, like a lot of parents and a lot of minorities. And this is what I do, because I suffered discrimination. Many parents are like me.
Yeah, if I can speak for a moment, I don't think that anybody has made a case at all today that the Angelus is offensive in any way. And that's my point. It's not offensive. It's a call to prayer. It's a call to prayer for Catholics. If people don't like it, it's just 2-3 minutes, turn it off, or change the channel, or whatever you like to do. Leave it as it is. Leave it to the Irish people that we're used to. We grew up with it.
Surely if we've learned anything from this conversation...
The thing about it is that I'm being told that this is tradition. So that was all part of our tradition.
Yeah, and this is the point. Hang on a second, Jane. This is the point that I want to bring to Sean. That surely, if Sean, we've learned one thing from this conversation, it is that offence and being offended by something is a very, very subjective test. And just because you get some emotional sucker from this doesn't mean that it's not going to irritate the bejesus out of other people.
True. Yes, true. What what I'm amazed about is the two calls that are far holding it came from outside the country, which I'm ashamed to say that maybe other calls came in that you didn't get to, but I was sure that there would be a huge defence to keep it. I was sure that the phones would be hopping to keep it, and the two calls that you put on air were from North America or America or wherever. You know, I thought that the phones would be hopping with rural people in defence in keeping the Angelus on the airwaves.
Well, I have to say they're actually not, and so far, I'm sure there's maybe one or two other calls, maybe they're not prepared to go on air, but you're the only person who has been prepared to go on air to speak in favour of holding on to the Angelus.
Yes, I'm amazed.
And I appreciate.
Sorry. I mean, inside the country, because of course Helen and Brendan are want to hold on to it, but they're living elsewhere. Helen, yes, go on.
Yes. Let me see. I looked at schools in Ireland because I wanted to return with my son, and you know, I read about educating together schools, which I believe are non-denominational, and there are more and more of them. No, they're not non-denominational?
No, they're multi-denominational. There's about 65 to 70 of them out of 3,300 Catholic schools.
Things are changing, and I think some issues are being confused. And my main point was that the Angelus does serve a purpose, and I think many people do appreciate a moment of reflection. You know, Irish people are less and less Catholic today, but I think some spirituality, some opportunity to express one's spirituality is important, and I see the Angelus as or I hear the Angelus as an opportunity
as it being exactly
mindful.
That. All right, Helen, thank you very much, and Brendan and Jane and Sean. I should say, just in the interests of clarity, that there are plenty of text messages of support for your point of view, but just
Philip,
not that many people who are prepared to go on air. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks
thank you
much.
All
thank
for.
You.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
1850-715-815.
Mary, good afternoon. You think we're afraid to be seen as religious?
I absolutely do, and I particularly feel very strongly about the Angelus, that it certainly is a call to remind us of our religion. And if anybody's offended by it, as the other callers have said, they can turn off the radio. But
what if your religion is not my religion and we both pay a licence fee?
Well, you can turn off your mind very easily. Unfortunately, I am a Catholic and would like to tune into the Angelus when it rings, but if my phone rings at work, I have to turn it off and take my calls. But if you go into any hospital in Ireland, any of the bigger hospitals, there's a prayer room built for the people to pray in. And when the Muslims and that get their call to prayer, no matter how busy they are, they're accommodated to go down to that room, and there you can, if you're walking by in, say, for instance, Cavan General Hospital I've been in recently, and you're walking by and you see their shoes outside the door, they're inside praying, and they do that, and nobody, and rightly so, that's their expression
of their
religion.
I know, but
Mary,
isn't there a difference between accommodating people's faiths and promoting one faith?
Well, we have, we are supposed to be a Catholic country. And I mean, a lot of people probably aren't aware. I mean, the talk about, I've heard somebody saying there this morning that society would be so much better if we were a more circular society. Back in the 40s, when Spain was on its knees, the people came together and they got the country dedicated to Our Lady, and the whole economy took up. Now, people probably are not aware that there was a campaign in Ireland for the same thing 2 years ago, and last year the country was dedicated to Our Lady. Certainly nobody can say, but our economy has improved.
Where do you think that it says that the state is supposed to be Catholic? You said that we're supposed to be Catholic.
We're seen as an Irish and a Catholic country, but at the moment we are certainly afraid to, we have done everything to accommodate other religions and tolerate them, and rightly so. But if you're living in Saudi Arabia, you accommodate their religion. They don't accommodate yours. But yeah. I think it is correct in Ireland that we accommodate other religions. But it shouldn't be at the expense of our, which is, we are mainly a Catholic country. If you look at the census, the main religion people put down was Catholicism. And as a result of that, we are a Catholic country. And if the 2 minutes that it takes for the Angelus to ring on an RTE, if that's not offensive to other people, they can tune out and they don't even have to turn off the radio. It's very easy to tune out without turning off the radio.
Joe, good afternoon. Joe, are you there?
Good afternoon. I am, Philip. How are you?
Should it stay or should it go?
It should stay. And it should stay until the majority decide that it should go.
That's really worth having a vote over?
Well, I feel that some of the people that you had on there today, the lady who's in Geneva and AJ or whatever his name was, were representing a minority view. I believe that we should hold it until the majority say we don't want it. And the other lady that was on there mentioned if you're in Saudi Arabia, you don't have a choice. I was in Tunisia. It didn't impact on me when the faithful were being called to prayer. I feel that we are Irish and we should actually embrace our Irishness.
The difference is, Joe, that when you were in Tunisia, you might not have been paying a licence fee and paying for the running of the state broadcast service there, which all of the other people are, and that's their objection.
Excuse me, if you're working in any of those countries, you do pay your taxes the same and you pay to uphold that whatever their media, whatever their propaganda is, and that's fine. That is the way it should be. But we are ashamed and afraid to say we're Catholic anymore.
And do you think that the Angelus is a form of propaganda?
Not propaganda. It's a call to prayer. The same as if which I have never been in Muslim countries, and there's a call to prayer. And people go and pray. And
I say,
we accommodate them, and I don't think it should be tolerated that we wouldn't accommodate them here.
I have more voices to get in on this.
One or the other.
I have more voices to get in on this, but I need to take another break. If you'd excuse me for a moment, please. Thanks.
1850 715 815.
Brenda, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Philip. How are you?
I'm very good. You can't understand people objecting to the Angelus.
No, not at all. I think it's ludicrous. It's part of our heritage. I'm in my 70s and I always hear the Angelus. And it's just a lovely thing to hear on the radio. You don't have to be Catholic. I just am Catholic. Mm-hmm. But it's not, to me, it's not just for Catholics. You know, I mean, you live in Ireland. This is the way we do things. If you don't like what we do, you know, you don't have to be here. And as one gentleman said, you can turn off the radio if you like. I don't think that's necessary. I think it's a load of nonsense. The Angelus is the Angelus, and we're Irish, and we're not all Catholic, but we do accommodate every other religion in this country. There's no discrimination, nor should there be.
Well, you know, there is discrimination in the eyes of the United Nations now, but the key thing here is that you said it's part of our heritage.
Yeah.
That's your definition of our heritage. It might not be everybody else's.
No, but I mean, can you tell me a time when the Angelus wasn't on the radio?
Before the 1950s, before the Eucharistic Congress, wasn't it?
Before I was born. Oh, no, I wasn't. I was born then. What am I talking about? I think it's just a whole load of rubbish, wasting time talking about this. It's just a minute or a minute and a half or whatever it takes. If you don't want to listen to it, don't listen to it. I mean, I hear the Angelus bell ring, and I don't always see Angelus. I just kind of say, oh, that's the Angelus type of thing. I might say a prayer,
okay.
And I might not.
What in this life annoys you or irritates you, though, Brenda?
It irritates me when
No, just give me an example of something that annoys you.
That annoys me.
Yeah, I mean, look, let's just say the sound of a pneumatic drill. What if RTE broadcast the sound of a pneumatic drill for a minute and a half twice a day and you were forced to pay for it?
Oh, yeah, well, that would drive me bananas, yeah. I have to say. But, I mean, bells are bells, and there's such music in bells. You know, bells are used the world over, as that lady, that Buddhist lady said. Bells are used for an awful lot of things, for calling to prayer for all sorts of religions, not just Catholic. I just can't understand why, you know, there's such an uproar about the Angelus.
But you can't understand why anybody might take offence at this, no?
No, absolutely none. It's only bells. So not saying.
So are you suggesting you that they're choosing to be offended? Are you suggesting they're choosing to be offended?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We all have our minds. We can choose what we like if you want to be offended. But my goodness, I mean, a bell is a bell. And okay, to us who are Catholic, it symbolises the Angelus.
And the Lifeline school bell, as afraid, has just tolled. It's just coming up to 3 o'clock, Brenda. And I know I can hear you. You were just getting warmed up there. Thank you very much.
The last thing is, the Angelus is not said. It's only a bell.
All right, Brenda, thank you very much for that. Today's programme was produced by Angus McAnally, the BCO, with Laura D. Davis. Gar Duffy was on sound research by Ailish O'Shea. Derek Mooney is up next. Thank you very much for listening.